kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Bahagi na ng kulturang Pinoy ang matulog kasama ang anak na sanggol o bata. Ayon sa mga eksperto, ang co-sleeping ay nakakatulong sa breastfeeding at bonding ng ina at sanggol. Ngunit dito sa Australia, mahigpit na rekomenda ng mga eksperto sa kalusugan na kung maaari ay iwasan ng mga magulang ang co-sleeping dahil sa mga dala nitong panganib. Sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental, pinahagi ng inang si Lara Eyoyogi mula Keynes na unang araw pa lang matapos isilang ang kanyang sanggol, ay nag-co-sleep na sila ng kanyang anak.
I've been co-sleeping from day one. Pero if you know that you're a heavy sleeper or malikot ka matulog or something like that, I don't encourage it. If you feel super tired, I go to my husband and go, hey, matutulog ako. Like, I'll leave baby with you. Kasi parang yung pagod ka na huwag mo pipilitin. Or like, you know, put something in between you and the baby while they cannot roll.
Aniya, sa kanyang kinagisnan sa Pilipinas, lumaki siyang natutulog kasama ang mga magulang.
Usually sa Pilipinas, like, because here in Australia, karamihan sa atin, we have like, what, 2, 3, 4 bedroom houses. Na you already have, you know, a nursery for your kid bago ka manganakin yan. But in the Philippines, that's never a thing. When you're born, you sleep with your parents until what, you're 4, you're 5, until you say, I don't want to sleep next to you anymore.
Aminado siya na naging mahirap ang transisyon nang subukan na nilang patulugin ang anak sa sariling kwarto nito dito sa Australia.
Pagpapatulugin ko si Raya ngayon, I put her in her room. Sleep ako sa tabi niya hanggang sa makatulog siya. Then I leave. Pero pag umiyak siya, balik ako. Hindi ko siya hahayaan na you cry it out. Meron siyang sariling bed. Madalas doon ako natutulog. I think the first 2 weeks, sinatry ko pa, bababa ko siya doon. Tapos pag-iiyak, papadedehin mo. Tapos bababa ko ulit doon. Tapos eventually, pinaba ko na lang siya sa tabi ko. Kasi it's mas kasi CS ako eh. So, usually, si Tyler pa yung papakuhain ko para kay Lara. So, eventually, doon na lang sa tabi ko para hindi na mahirapan mula sa court.
Nakatulong din kay Lara ang pagbuo niya ng isang mom's group sa Keynes dahil naiintindihan ng mga inang tulad niya ang konsepto ng co-sleeping.
We're open-minded na kung you choose to co-sleep, that's okay. Kung you choose na not to co-sleep, that's okay as well. Kasi doon sa iba, one or the other lang. I feel like kasi if for us Filipinos na nag-migrate, like we understand yung concept how we raise kids in Philippines, we also understand yung concept how they raise kids here. And we can combine and like do what is comfortable for us, what it feels right for us. Depende sa pagpapalaki mo, whatever it is, it's okay. Like, no judgment talaga.
Sa palagay ni Lara, may mga mabuting benepisyo ang co-sleeping para sa ina at anak.
Like the kid, your baby can smell you. They're more, parang they're more kampante kasi, you know, for the 9 months, nandiyan sa tummy mo. Tapos paglabas, yung ganun. Although, their babies, they probably won't remember it, like, you know, when they're older. Parang yung isang study nga na, when you co-sleep, pag you let your kids stay with you, even yung confidence nila.
Pinatotohanan naman ni Dr. Angelica Lugarte-Scott na may mga pag-aaral nga na nagsasabing may mga magandang benepisyo sa kalusugan ng ina at sanggol ang co-sleeping. Narito ang buong panayam.
Co-sleeping sa atin sa Pilipinas, Doc, parang accepted practice siya sa atin doon sa bansa natin. Kasi parang it's a traditional approach to child rearing and is rooted din sa several cultural and practical reasons. So unang tanong, Doc, is it really okay to co-sleep with your child? Or meron ba mga studies that tell it's beneficial?
I think it's really okay. I did practice that myself. Pero I think it's really important, especially here in Australia, that we have to know what are the precautions that we have to do. Okay. So I think firstly is, of course, it define natin yun. Let's define the co-sleeping, which we all know na sleeping in the same bed. But co-sleeping is actually general refers to parents and children sleeping in close proximity, either in the same bed or in the same room. So again, there are various forms of co-sleeping, such as bed sharing at saka yung room sharing. So discuss natin yung benefits ng co-sleeping, which we all know naman na it's beneficial. So first, it can promote bonding between parents and child. So providing a sense of security and comfort, especially yung maliliit pa sila. You know, they really need that, yung attachment. So another thing is co-sleeping can also make nighttime breastfeeding more convenient. So doon sa mga mom din ang breastfeeding, it allows the mother and the child to get back to sleep more quickly. Additionally, many parents find that co-sleeping helps them feel more responsive to their child's needs throughout the night. So, marami talaga siyang benefits, Claudette. So, it's also important, especially nandito tayo sa Australia, that we have to be aware of the risk. Okay. So, the primary concern is yung risk of sudden infant death syndrome or and also accidental suffocation. So these risks are higher when bed sharing, especially yung parents na smokers, consume alcohol, or use drugs that impair arousal. Okay.
Yeah.
So yun lang ako as a doctor, yun ang rini-remind ko sa parents. So, but most naman mga Filipinos, to be honest, wala namang, you know, so far.
Where do health experts like you stand when it comes to co-sleeping?
Ang stand ko dyan is to remind parents, you know, that's our stand. It's always remind the risk. Okay. We know the benefits already, but remind the risk. Meron rin risk of falling sa bed. You know, yung it happens, di ba, yung tatalikod ka lang, then the child or the baby will roll over. Na ho, yun, hulog na. So, yun ang risk. So, ang pinaka first thing talaga as health professionals, sinasabi namin, is paano to avoid risk. Then second na yung, of course, yung kung gusto nila mag-co-sleeping, i-explain namin yung risk. So, it's for the parents now, na as long as they're aware of the risk, then it's for the parents now how to do it. Meron naman akong ibang mga parents, what they do is, yun na, same room, connected sa bed, yung matatanggal, mabababa mo, then yun ang mga ginagawa ng mga parents din. So, it's still co-sleeping, pag antok na sila, they're breastfeeding, pag antok na sila, they can then put it on the side. Yeah. Responsive din sila kasi they can hear, you know, the baby. So, yun yung, I think, safe way. Tapos, yun rin kasing another things that we have to be aware is yung mga big stuffed toys or yung mga big pillows that are around the bed, you know, soft beddings, yung mga ganun, because they are still tiny, you know. Yung when the child is bigger, I think the risks are really tiny and small. Kung parents ask me, tapos malalaki na yung children nila, 2, 3, I say, and they're unwell, of course. Yeah.
Here in Australia, we have lots of options. But sa Philippines, yung mga reason naman din ng iba yung kaya sila co-sleep kasi they don't have enough space, di ba? So, yeah, may iba't ibang kumbaga situation kung kaya nagko-co-sleep yung mga parents. Eto, Doc, meron bang a certain age that na dapat wag na kayong mag-co-sleep ng bata?
I don't think so. From experience and also generally, wala naman sigurong limitation in terms of until when. Yeah. There's nothing sa mga medical data na hanggang ganitong. I think it's a matter of comfortable for the child and for you. Depende sa needs ng child. Kasi meron namang mga children na needy sila, natatakot sa ilim. They really want their parents to be there. So, it's okay. Meron ding iba na very independent and they just tuck them in the bed and they're fine. Yeah. So, I think personally sa akin, Until when? Until comfortable ang mom and ang child.
Finally, though, mga precautions, and are there specific recommendations or guidelines that to provide to parents who chooses to co-sleep? Ano po yung pwede ninyong ibigay ng mga guidelines and recommendations?
Yeah. So generally, I will say na dito sa Australia, ang recommendation is room sharing without bed sharing for at least the first 6 to 12 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, we all know this is to reduce the risk of SIDS and other sleep-related dangers, yung suffocation and other things. Yeah. So, firstly, for parents, kasi it happened many times rin sa mga parents na encounter ko, sometimes nahuhulog yung baby. Mm-hmm. If they are in the same bed, of course, kung for example, they need to do something or they need to pee or need to pick up something, make sure they put the child or the baby in the cot. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's very, very important. If they decide to co-sleep, make sure na walang big stuffed toys, big pillows or heavy blankets that can cause suffocation of the child, okay? Again, the bigger the child, the better. Na kung malaki na sila, 1, 2, 3 years old, 4 years old, the lesser ang risk ng SIDS, okay? And then thirdly, alam ko na sometimes yung nagpapabreastfeed ka, nakakapagod, you know, you're very tired, you're very sleepy. So I think it's cool, it's okay to do room sharing. Yung cot, nasa room, katabi ng bed mo, that's absolutely fine. Safe, yun ang pinaka-safety in a way. At the same time, ma-respond mo yung baby very easily. Yeah, so for all the parents there, very important safety. Tapos, very important then yung connection, of course. And that you can also get enough sleep. So very important yun.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.